सुदेवाया आम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया आम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाया So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 9, Detachment from All That Is Material. And today's text is number 14. Eka chaya niketasya apanapto guhasaya Alakshanana acharaya Yane ekalpa bhasana Eka chara niketasya Apramatto guhasaya Alakshanana acharaya मुनिर एकोप भाषना एक चायनि के तस्याद अप्रमत्तो गुहाशया अलक्षमान आचारये मुनिर एकोप भाषना Manirekalpavasana Ekacharya niketasya Apramatto guhasaya Alakshamana acharaya Manirekalpavasana Ekacharya niketasya Ekacharya niketasya Apramatto guhasaya Lakshamana acharaya Munir eko pavasana Ekacharya niketasya Apramatto guhasaya Lakshamana acharaya Mune eko padhasana Okay, word for word. Eka, alone. Chari, moving. Aniketaha, without fixed residence. Syat, should be. Apramataha, being very alert. Guha Ashayaha Remaining secluded Alakshamanaha Without being recognized Acharai By his activities Manihi A sage Ekaha Without companions Alpa Very little Bhashanaha, speaking. Translation, purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. A saintly person should remain alone and constantly travel without any fixed residence. Being alert, he should remain secluded and should act in such a way that he is not recognized or noticed by others. Moving without companions, he should not speak more than required. Purport. The previous narration concerning the shell bracelets of the young girl demonstrates that even saintly persons engaged in ordinary yoga processes should remain alone to avoid conflict or disturbance. In other words, persons engaged in ordinary yoga processes should not even associate with each other. This verse indirectly refers to the serpent who, fearing attack from human beings, keeps himself secluded. From this example, we learn that a saintly person should not associate with ordinary materialistic people. He should also avoid having a fixed residence and should wander unnoticed by others. Our engagement in material existence is the cause of our unhappiness. Such engagement destroys the real purpose of our life, Krishna consciousness. Somehow or other, one must give up the deep-rooted attachment to material society, friendship, and love. One must practice detachment, and by surrender to the principles of Krishna consciousness, one's auspicious life will begin. By organizing one's life according to the varnashram system, one can take the first step in self-realization. In other words, one should accept an honest occupation and regulate his sex life either by giving it up entirely as a brahmachari or sannyasi or by living as a married householder. Without regulating one's occupation and personal life, there will be chaos and it will be very difficult to make spiritual advancement. The attachments to material society, friendship and love are based on a long previous experience in the material world. They are great obstacles in the path of transcendental understanding, and if one maintains them, spiritual progress will be most difficult. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught by his example and precept what a devotee should and should not do. And obedience to such principles brings one to the path of supreme perfection. Thus one has to rise above ordinary social custom which directs the living entity toward useless sense gratification. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Srila Vibhava Pabhiti Namini Shri Shri Vinnati Vivira Parapanka Jadayani Rupara Vodaya Namaha Shri Virabhavi Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namini Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pichani Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatari Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Adaiti Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Kau Bhakti Vinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare To reverse again, a saintly person should remain alone and constantly travel without any fixed residence. Being alert, he should remain secluded and should act in such a way that he is not recognized or noticed by others. Moving without companions, he should not speak more than required. So, here we see a certain aspect of a saintly person. A saintly person should remain alone. There are many things here in this translation that has its opposite side in terms of Krishna consciousness. So, let's take for example, remaining alone. So one should remain alone, and not, and remaining alone, constantly traveling, should have no fixed residence, should remain secluded, should act in such a way that he's not recognized or noticed by others, and so forth. All these are to help a saintly person to actually stay on the path. And he should not speak more than required. So all of these different items here that are mentioned in the narration is just to protect one so that he does not get carried away by sense gratification, carried away by the waves of material life. However, the other type of saintly person, like Srila Prabhupada, for example, is the person who is doing all of the opposites of what is mentioned here, practically speaking. So, in Srila Prabhupada's life and coming to the West and so forth, we see remaining alone, that was never considered. He always wanted to be with others. Earlier in the movement, he would go on the morning walk, and he would always have people coming with him. He would actually be happy to give his association to others. His association, his personal association, was there for everyone at all time. All those who would like to go. So you see, he was never alone. Even when he was in India, he was constantly trying to meet with others. Not just meet with others, but meet with very important people. He didn't just want to speak to laymen. He wanted to speak to the leaders of society. Because he knew that the leaders, they could actually do something for the world. His whole idea of meeting people was to get them to help him establish the Krishna consciousness movement, like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted. And so he has done so many different things in different ways. It mentions stereotype. He didn't want to just follow a stereotype method. He wanted to go outside of the box and preach and give the message of the Lord to everyone. So in the early days in New York, we see how he, we could say he was alone, but very quickly he started going out to Tompkins Square Park to chant. Because he didn't want to just be alone. He wanted to spread this message. He didn't have much time. At the age of 70, he was thinking that not very much time is left, so I should do as much as I can. So going out there, and then gradually the hippies started coming, and devotees were made, and then remaining, what it says? Fixed residence. So he didn't actually have a fixed residence at the time. But very quickly, those who were coming and associating with him could see that he is a genuine spiritual person. And they offered for him to have some place where he can actually meet. For an ordinary saint, having no fixed residence is okay. But when one wants to preach, like Srila Prabhupada mentioned, that in order for you to preach and go, if you go anywhere, the first thing is to get the place where people can congregate. Because if you just go out on the streets and talk to people and chant the holy names and give them books and so forth, that's one thing. But unless you have a place where you can actually meet regularly, this Krishna consciousness, our Krishna consciousness movement was spread like that, where a couple or something, even single devotees, they go to a certain place, they set up, they rent a little storefront or something, and when people can come regularly and hear and question and ask questions and learn, in this way you have something more stable. And so the idea is to actually get a place. And so gradually, we see Srila Prabhupada, he not just wanted a storefront, but he wanted the best for Krishna. So in every situation, he was constantly looking to see what is the best, which is the highest person to talk with, who are the leaders, who can help. Because of the time constraint, he had to work very quickly, and therefore he did so many things outside of the box. Then it says, avoid association. I think this verse says, a saintly person should avoid association. So he gave association. Srila Prabhupada did the opposite. He gave association to so many thousands of millions of people. Then it says, not recognized by others. So a person like Srila Prabhupada, you just couldn't avoid him. He was so so much everywhere, and people were learning from him very much. And so he was recognized by most of the people at that time. And gradually, now of course, all over the world. So he wanted that actually. He didn't want to stay in the country. He didn't want to stay in the places where there were no people. He said, go to the cities, go to where the people are. Don't just stay at home. Our Krishna consciousness movement is not for staying at home. Our place is in the streets and the cities where there are thousands of people. So without companions, it's mentioned here, without companions. So also, he is constantly looking of who can help and what the best thing can be done. And then, it also mentioned not speak more than required. So every little chance he got, he spoke about Krishna. One should not speak if he has nothing good to say. But Srila Prabhupada, he had so much wonderful things to say that he was constantly speaking. All kinds of different people came to him, and not only that, he was canvassing. He was telling his disciples, "Go bring different leaders, bring the heads of society. Let them come, and I would like to speak to them." And his disciples, they were very much in the early days, they also caught on the fever of preaching. And so they were also bringing people to him to speak. And immediately he would show them the need for society to have a head, a proper head. How the society needs to improve and make people's lives happy. And not only that, but he would tell people what they need to do. In the very first meeting, sometimes he would tell them, "Well, you have to do like this, you have to do like that." He's constantly guiding them, like an ambassador. In this way, he didn't hold back. He was constantly preaching on behalf of the Lord. In the Markini Bhagavad Dharma, when he came to Boston Harbor, you have all already heard it. But I'd like to read it again, and in this way, Mr. Romano says what kind of sacrifice he has made. He said, "My dear Lord Krishna, You are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. So he was completely surrendered to Krishna. You can do whatever you want with me. But I guess you have some business here. Otherwise, why would you bring me to this terrible place? Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message of Vasudeva. I do not know how they will be able to understand it. So he's not saying he knows everything, he's taking a mode of surrender to Krishna and begging his mercy. Most of the population here is covered by the material modes of ignorance and passion. Absorbed in material life, they think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste for the transcendental message. I do not know how they will be able to understand it, but I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the merits of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. All living entities have become under the will to control the illusory energy of your will, by your will. And therefore, if you like, by your will, they can also be released from the clutches of illusion. I wish that you may deliver them. So this is his desire to deliver the whole world. I wish that you may deliver them. Therefore, if you so desire your deliverance, then only will they be able to understand your message. The words of Srimad Bhagavatam are your incarnation, and if a sober person repeatedly receives it with submissive oral reception, then he will be able to understand your message. My dear Lord Krishna, you are so kind upon this useless soul, but I do not know why you have brought me here. Now you can do whatever you like with me. But I guess you have some business here, otherwise why would you bring me to this terrible place? You must have some business, otherwise why would you bring me? He didn't come on his own, Krishna actually allowed him to come. Most of the population is covered by the modes of ignorance and passion, absorbed in material life. They think themselves very happy and satisfied, and therefore they have no taste. But I know your causeless mercy can make everything possible because you are the most expert mystic. How will they understand the mellows of devotional service? O Lord, I am simply praying for your mercy so that I will be able to convince them about your message. So, here's a little more. I'll just read two more sections. All living entities have become under the control of illusory energy. Somehow or other, O Lord, you have brought me here to speak about you. Now, my Lord, it is up to you to make me a success or failure as you like. So he's not even attached to being successful. He is leaving everything up to Krishna. But Krishna decides if it shall happen or not. He is doing what he has to do. So sometimes we also, when things are difficult, we may shun it. We may not want to do. But the amount of hurdles that he had to cross to get to this situation, this position, was amazing. And so he is begging the Lord for mercy. O spiritual master of all the worlds, I can simply repeat your message. So if you like, you can make my power of speaking suitable for their understanding. I really like this sentence. When I first read this and I read that, this part, I was really attracted to it. Only by your causeless mercy will my words become pure. I am sure that when this transcendental message penetrates their hearts, they will certainly feel gladdened and thus become liberated from all unhappy conditions of life, which the whole world is under. Everyone in the world is unhappy. They think they're happy, but they're actually unhappy. O Lord, I am just like a puppet in your hands. So if you have brought me here to dance, then make me dance, O Lord, make me dance as you like. I have no devotion, nor do I have any knowledge, but I have strong faith in the holy name of Krishna. I have been designated as Bhaktivedanta, and now, if you like, we can fulfill the real purport of Bhaktivedanta. So, so saintly persons who are in this category of spreading the message of the Lord to make other people's lives fortunate, this is how they think. They don't remain alone. Of course, Srila Prabhupada, whenever there is the need to be alone, then he stays alone. And he makes it very clear. He makes it a point. When he needs to be alone, he is alone. And most of the time, he is giving his association to others. Govindadasi. Govindadasi in the early days, she was saying how Srila Prabhupada, in those early days, very few people, few devotees. And she said that every moment Srila Prabhupada was arranging to give his association to them, the few devotees who were there in the early days. Everything he does, he would have the new devotees. And he would constantly give them his association. So because he wanted them also to take up the message. And now we have seen so many thousands and even millions of people who were taking up to the process and engaging in devotional service. Then it says, there's something here mentioned. It says, Our engagement in material existence is the cause of our unhappiness. So this engagement in material existence, just the fact that we have this body and being in this world, we're in material existence. But we are very fortunate that now, instead of being unhappy, by the mercy of the devotees, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are getting an engagement and living in the material world. We get to learn not to just live in the material world, but to live in such a way that we can make our life spiritual. That by following in the footsteps of the previous acharyas, the previous devotees, and now we get a chance to change that situation from living in the material world and mess to now understanding spiritual life, understanding something spiritual, and make our own life happy. It is said such engagement destroys the real purpose of our life. Engagement in the material world destroys the real purpose of our life. Somehow or other, one must give up the deep-rooted attachment to material society, friendship and love. So all of these gifts we are receiving from the ocean of mercy, who are the acharyas, Srila Prabhupada, and especially, and so many other devotees who are preaching all over the world and giving the holy name, giving the fortune to other people. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has come for this purpose of preaching the message of the Lord and giving the mercy to everyone. He said, Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh, amara gyaya guru haya tara aidesh. Lord Chaitanya is saying, instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. So, we are all given this opportunity to become spiritual master. You can now become a guru. By the mercy of the previous acharyas, we're getting a chance. And when we go out there, like we were at the beach on Hainan last week, and so many local people were there, and they're very, very nice people, you know, very obedient to the devotees, actually, many of them, most of them. And they were doing their thing, they were playing in the water or whatever, and as soon as they hear the holy name, they come out of the water and want to chant and dance with us, and even follow us along the beach. So in one sense, we are like their guide, we are like their guru, we are like their spiritual teacher, we are teaching them chant and dance, and a lot of them actually just left their group playing and they came with us, they came to chant and dance with us. It says, instruct everyone to follow. And then, Bharata Bhumite Hari Manusha Janayad Janna Sataka Kari Kara Parautaka. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatvarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. It is a duty of every living being to perform welfare activities for the benefit of others with his life, wealth, intelligence and words. Pranayar means life, Arthaya means wealth, Dhyaya means intelligence and Vacha means words. So one should perform these activities with one's life, wealth, intelligence and words. Okay, I'll stop there. Any questions or comments? Yes, Shri Krishna. Easy questions, yeah.
So this verse here, it's based on a Varnashram Satam. Usually, lots of the whole Bhagavatam actually is meant for people that follow Varnashram. Yeah. So like the saintly person is like the Vanaprastha and the Sannyasi, and the rules for them is to follow that kind of a trend that's explained. But in this age, unfortunately, the Varnashram system has dissipated, and so, we follow in this movement by Lord Chaitanya. So even though it seems as if you're contradicting what was said there, but really you're explaining what's being enunciated for this age. Now, as all of us as preachers, you know, we don't need to be secluded and whatever has been said in the virtual, but we should be out there preaching to the masses and so forth. See, so this is how I would definitely interpret that.
Like you read earlier about how the Acharya, he's not stereotyped, he knows how to keep the principle and adjust the detail. So Prabhupada, he gave us an example of one stick you can break, and you have a bundle of sticks you can, so the society. And Asat Sangatiyag, that was Lord Chaitanya's instruction, was the duty of the devotees to give up the association of non-devotees. And I was thinking in the Nectar of Instruction, text 2 and text 3, there's one item that's repeated twice, you know, the give up the association of non-devotees. So that the same principle. So it seems quite clear that they're just talking about the material consciousness. And I think it was mentioned in a class earlier how silence also means don't talk pajalpa, but Krishna consciousness is silence. And when it says by yourself, we are, but with devotees is considered that you are Well, you could make a pun on self too. You are actually with yourself, but by yourself, you're always associating with devotees, but they're not material. So as long as you maintain that idea of no patropa, then you're always being silent and you're always by yourself with devotees. You're not connecting with the material nature.
What is sukra?
I was going to make some same point something down the hunt of me, just that, you know, being silent means not talking about anything but Krishna. So, you know, Srila Prabhupada's purpose was totally spiritual. And right now I'm reading Chasing Winds, Chasing the Moon. And I thought this is a really good example. You know, Shama Sundar and all those devotees in San Francisco, they were arranging this big program, I think it was at the Avalon Ballroom. So they had all these, you know, famous, well, they weren't famous, so famous then, they became very famous, maybe that's why. A Grateful Dead and Janis Joplin and Allen Ginsberg was there, and all the strobe lights, all these hippies, you know, completely high out of their minds, and Shama sort of became a little like anxious. I mean, actually a lot anxious. He's like, my gosh, you know, like Bhaktivedanta Swami is going to come into all of this. Like, what's he going to think? He might just like turn around and walk out. After all, he's an aristocrat. He's so educated and great and, you know, sober. Like, he ultimately just totally got doubtful about what he was doing and how he should probably react. But actually, when Srila Prabhupada walked into the ballroom, just so confident, you know, and just so blissful, big smile on his face, he got up on the stage and Shama Sundar said that he just completely took over. He just completely took over and changed the mood of the whole place. Everybody was dancing, they were flashing Hare Krishna mantra, you know, on the wall. So that's the pure devotee that can, he can go to hell, you know, pretty much was hell in a lot of ways, and he can completely change it, so.
Okay. Thank you.
He did say it's not a good place for a brahmachari, though.
But also, all the things that are mentioned here for a pure devotee, and the other items that are mentioned in the text about remaining alone and having a place and so forth, remaining secluded, moving without companions, there are times when the devotees also have to follow some of these, or all of these, depending on the situation, in order to stay on the track of devotional service, on the path. So it's not like these are completely useless. All these different items that are mentioned here are important. Okay, anything else? I'll stop there. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.